Listen to the radio program Meet the World and circle true or false.
Good evening to all our listeners. Welcome to our radio program Meet the World. And here is our first caller. It's Samuel from Pennsylvania, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Samuel. Tell us about your life.
I'm a member of an Amish group. We mostly live and work like our great-grandfathers did. But in our group, we have got electricity, mobile phones, and a new tractor.
That's interesting. Does that mean you don't have any TV, video games, or internet?
We haven't got a TV at home, and I haven't got any video games. But at school, we have got a computer and the internet, so we know what is going on outside our group.
Isn't your life very boring?
No, it isn't. There is always a lot of work to do. I go to school, and in the afternoon, I help with the work on the farm. We still don't have cars, but we have got lots of horses. Most important in our group is our family and the community. We help each other, and we are very peaceful people. So, I will never join the army.
Are you interested in the latest fashions?
No, I am not. I would say we dress in a very old-fashioned way, and the girls never cut or dye their hair or wear rings, bracelets, or necklaces. Most men in our community wear long beards.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yes. I have 4 brothers and 1 sister. I am the eldest.
Which languages do you speak?
My mother tongue is Pennsylvania German, but I have also been learning English at school.
What are your plans for your future, Samuel? Will you always stay in your village?
When I'm older, I will spend 1 year in New York, away from my group. This year is called Rumspringa, which means run around. In that year, I will get to know the modern way of life. After that year, I must decide if I want to join my Amish group again or stay in the modern world. But I'm sure I'm not going to leave my church. I'm going to come back, and I want to have a restaurant for the tourists that come and visit our village.
That was very interesting. Thank you for calling, Samuel.
You're welcome.